A weak solidarity bricky team list, and when thought we'd introduce Anthropic to the week that was, because I suspect you'll be hearing a lot more of Anthropic, real name, a US of the UN of the US of the world player in AI, which has upset US Arms Secretary for being offensive and train killing Pete Hug Kill Stuff by refusing to hand over technology to the train killers, forcing poor Pete to invoke wartime measures to force the handover. "We don't want AI models that don't allow you to fight wars," Pete explained. "Military AI systems must operate without ideological constraints that limit lawful military applications. The Pentagon's AI will not be woke." And it seems Anthropic feels there may be the odd problem with placing warfare and who lives and dies to fully autonomous non-humans, even given the history of humans in that department. "Potentially catastrophic dangers," Anthropic warned, as if we can't trust Pete and Big Supremo Donald Trump or the poor in the Pentagon. What could possibly go wrong? To be continued. Meanwhile, the government had more luck here with the big polluters as it emerged that Rio Tinto, the planet, lobbied big economic guru Jim Chalmers' capital to maintain the fuel tax rebate for polluters, a mere $11 billion. "The pathways needed for the mining industry to decarbonize are technically immature or are fundamentally constrained by electricity availability," whatever that rubbish meant. "And our old mate Woodside with profits demanded that conditions applied to its destroying age-old terra nullius non-land non-people rock art approval be adulterated to the point where they are meaningless." To which the Minister for Pollution Approval, Murray Swatz the Environment, who believe it, concurred. Owen, favourite to be appointed new caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo Angus Tailing's chief of staff, is an oil and gas lobbyist with a long background in the pollution industry, so Mother Earth is in good hands. Big Supremo Anthony Albanese was asked how he felt over the controversy surrounding his comment about former True Blue Aussie of the Year Grace Tame. Difficult, he said. But no, when he said she was difficult, he meant her life had been difficult. We should have realised that, for Anthony, former supporter of the Palestinian non-land non-people, now a convert to an ardent supporter of the Zion slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation of the non-land non-people, would have had no objection to Grace's support for the slaughtered. At least he didn't say, "She made her bed, she can lie on it," as he humanely pointed out as a matter of state security about the women and children stuck in a Syrian dystopia for whom he has nothing but contempt. But that girl in the middle there is only 12, Anthony, and I have nothing but contempt for her. Made her bed? Her mother and she haven't got a bed. They sleep on that dirt floor. They made the floor, they can sleep on it. But she's a True Blue Aussie citizen. Why not bring her home? She chose to be born, and if she was allowed into True Blue Aussie, no one would be safe. She's 12. Who wouldn't be safe? Well, me for a start. Angus and the Caring Business Class Party and the Hayseed and Sheepshit Party and Pauline and the No Notion lot would crucify me. These Islamic terrorists have no right to threaten me. They're women and children, True Blue Aussie women and children. Which shows what devious and underhand depths they're prepared to sink to. It's contemptible. And they look so innocent, listener. Shame, shame, shame on all those people, thousands and thousands of cruel, cruel people enjoying schadenfreude over poor Randy Andy. Particularly that photo of Andy leaving the police station over a few matters to do with his very, very, very close former friend, Jeffrey Epsley's. They know sympathy. After all, he used to be a prince and therefore a person demanding our respect and veneration. Worse, the constabulary are also investigating little matters to do with sex crimes, of which Randy Andy assures us he is innocent. Why? like a growing body, a very important filthy rich of the filthy rich, suddenly resigning from sundry positions, and he had no idea his close mate Jeffrey was a sexual predator, pedophile, criminal. Somehow his stint in jail, Jeffrey's that is, and he's his coming, escaped them all. Even Anthony Albanese has joined the kicker man when he's down stampede, wanting Andy's right of succession to be abandoned, like the seven in front of him are likely to drop dead tomorrow. Come on, a bit of sympathy. Workers are their own worst enemy, aren't they? Proving it by living up to their name, working. Selfish, selfish workers. And congratulations to the 4.1% of non-workers stretched out in the unemployment queue, doing their bit for the country and the economy, which are the same thing. See, wise economists who understand the greatest little economic order of them all, employed wise economists, know there are not enough unemployed. That all those workers working mean the Reserve Losses Bank will have more than likely to raise interest rates again, hurting those workers, but, well, it's their own fault. There's a simple solution. Stop working. But there are some true socialists who also comprehend the greatest little economic order. Great true socialists like former ACTU secretary and capitalist director Little Billy Kiltham and former big supremo and the world's greatest worst ex-treasurer Paul. Little Billy, incidentally, says Paul is the founder of the modern true blue Aussie economy. If I were Paul, I'd sue. But then again, Paul seems proud of it. As Little Billy this week gave his solution at a government inquiry into capital gains tax. Adopt the nuclear hawk himself, Paul Little Billy reforms, which brought us neoliberal capitalism, the trickle-down effect, that's those drops of yellow liquid, and laws preventing evil unions from acting like evil unions. Seems 40 years of harsh economic reality has taught Little Billy, and Paul for that matter, nothing. Inflation is down to workers working and government spending. Apparently, the caring business class increasing its prices has nothing to do with it. Like in the surprise, surprise department, when our state socialist government privatised the land titles registry, freeing it from the bloated hand of the public sector, introducing it to the efficiency of the private sector, and what do you know? Surprise, surprise, prices have risen dramatically. That's efficiency for you. Macquarie Bank is considering buying out Aware Super's 50% stake for about $4 billion, representing a mere 40% profit on what Aware paid for it. But that has nothing to do with inflation. That's just good business. Displaying our, well, my ignorance of these matters, I suggest that if government spending along with workers working is the cause of inflation, then let's abandon Focus and save 38 mil a day for 30 years and rising. But I was quickly put in my place. That money has nothing to do with inflation or government spending because we're not spending it here other than it's here to start with, as we hand it to the US of and our mother country, His Most Gracious Majesty's home country, Merchants of Death. So it can't be causing inflation here, big economic guru Jim Chalmers Capital patiently explained. Speaking of aware that good business requires making heaps from as few as possible is New York boutique investment bank Centerview Partners' real name, which insists its analysts must work 24-hour days, naturally shocked when one young analyst told it a medical condition required her to have 8 hours sleep a night. And it's not like Centerview didn't do all it could to accommodate her. It allowed her to log off between midnight and 9 a.m. Caring, caring employer allowing a worker to go home at night. Whatever happened to the work ethic? But then it said other workers had to pick up her load after midnight, forcing it to employ a new analyst, uncommon in our lean staffing structure. See, make heaps and heaps with as few as possible. So it sacked the lazy good-for-nothing, who then had the audacity to sue for unfair dismissal. The matter was settled, even though Centerview said it would have prevailed at trial. How dare workers want to go home? Meanwhile, generosity run riot, the Bank of America has decided its workers should only work a 100-hour week after two workers working most reasonable longer hours died. Definitely showing his caring side, Donald trampled the poor, sending a train killer hospital ship to Greenland to treat all the sick people. We're going to send a hospital boat, the greatest hospital boat ever, ever, to Greenland to take care of the many people who are sick and not being taken care of. All the more reason why Donald should own the place. He didn't provide any more detail, unusual for the Don, but we assume they may be sick of Donald insisting on owning the place. Just a minor problem. Donald forgot to check whether the boat, the appropriately named Mercy, was available. It happens to be in dry dock and won't be available for months to treat all those sick people. They just have to wait. Only having to wait just shy of 2 hours, the lucky, lucky audience forced to listen to, or sorry, to enjoy, the State of the Union rambling revelations that the US has never, never, ever been as utopian, particularly if you're white, filthy rich and love Donald. Indeed, we're winning so much, we don't know what to do with it. People are asking me, please, 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 Mr. Supremo, we're winning too much. We can't take any more. Well, we can understand them saying that last bit, but no, the Don could never be accused of hyperbole. There may be just a few minor problems, but they have nothing to do with him. They are fairly and squarely down to the stupid, dumb, dumb, treacherous Democrats, who must have much more influence than we thought they had. Although, in fairness, those polar opposites, one party believing in making the filthy rich richer, the other in making the filthy rich richer, can reach consensus like Eli Ratner, real name, Assistant Secretary for being offensive and train killing with Donald's predecessor Joe Biden Capital, here this week telling us there is consensus in the US of that True Blue Aussie must spend lots and lots and lots more on the US of merchants of death. See? Good, healthy bipartisanship. Showing our independence, True Blue Aussie agreed, setting up a $1 billion fund to invest in the merchants of death. Over and above, as we said, the $38 million a day for 30 years and growing, we are already handing the US of and His Most Gracious Majesty's home country for the onomatopoeic Faucus. Thankfully, all that is in the safe hands of Colonel Balls the Bad Guys. Colonel, I hear you say? Yes. Our Minister for Being Offensive and Train Killing Richard Malls the Bad Guys, he of the giant mind, is a colonel. See, back in 2003, when Richard was at the ACTU defending workers, the Kentucky governor made him a colonel. No one has the slightest idea why. As one journalist commented this week, what could a low-level union official from Geelong have done to get it? Consider us intrigued. It also revealed the Colonel's Geelong electoral office is full of US of memorabilia. He's a locked-on US of file, leaving us to ponder what chance, Trubler, was he ever saying no to US of demands for handing more and more of our hard-earned to their merchants of death. As a by-the-by fell upon a Socialist Party promo handout this week telling us they are backing True Blue Aussie workers with a list of achievements, including reducing the gender pay gap to a record low of 11.5%. Some achievement. What about a record low of exactly 0%, given we celebrated the courts declaring equal pay 50 years ago? Finally, a tough little quiz. I won't hang around for your answer because you'll need a fair bit of time to think about it. The original statement was not in the form of a question, but a headline on an opinion piece in the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review. Okay, pens out, listener. All being Uzi versus tailings could be socialism versus capitalism. Told you it was tough. Little clue. when I raised this on City Limits Wednesday, my co-presenter said, but which is which? Very cynical. Good morning.